This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's high court hears a challenge to a law that makes it harder to remove President Benjamin Netanyahu from office. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The hearing is one of several court challenges against a government bid to restructure the country's justice system. Outside the Supreme Court, Netanyahu supporters blow horns and chant against the attempt to block the president's plan. However, inside, Eliad Shraga, the chairman of one of the groups challenging Netanyahu's bill, told the AP it's essential the president doesn't get his way.
They built him a kind of golden cage that he will be protected from... From justice.
Netanyahu's governing coalition passed an amendment which allows a prime minister to be deemed unfit to rule only for medical or mental health reasons. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hundreds of Lebanese Armenians have scuffled with riot police outside of the Azerbaijan embassy in a northern Beirut suburb. The scuffles came during their protest on Thursday to denounce the Azerbaijani military offensive that recaptured Nagorno-Karabakh from the separatist Armenian authorities in the enclave. Lebanese riot police lobbed tear gas canisters at the protesters after they hurled firecrackers toward the embassy building. The 24-hour Azerbaijan blitz last week forced Armenian separatist authorities to agree to lay down weapons and sit down for talks on Nagorno-Karabakh's, quote, reintegration into Azerbaijan. The separatist government said it would dissolve itself and the unrecognized republic will cease to exist by year's end and after a three-decade bid for independence. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appeared optimistic Thursday morning after most of his Republican colleagues showed no interest in a Senate bipartisan proposal to keep the government open. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Thursday morning that both the Senate and House are working to have a bipartisan funding plan, and some Democratic senators he talked to this morning said they are willing to put border provisions into the current Senate bill.
As you see, we're offering a lot of amendments for members to legislate on both sides of the aisle. And I think a lot of that determines how those amendments turn out and where all the votes will be.
McCarthy remains optimistic about passing a short-term funding bill with the Senate before the Saturday deadline to keep the federal government open. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
House Republicans are also making the case for pursuing an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. They launched their first hearing Thursday with testimony from outside experts in tax law, criminal investigations, and constitutional legal theory. It's a high-stakes opening act for Republicans as they try to link the business dealings of Biden's son, Hunter, to the president. But so far, they have no hard evidence of wrongdoing by the president. It comes just before a potential government shutdown. Oversight Chairman James Comer says they want to, quote, provide accountability to Americans. But Democrats argue Donald Trump, who is Biden's chief rival in 2024, is egging them on with no evidence of Biden wrongdoing. Switzerland's glaciers suffered their second worst melt rate this year after record 2022 losses, shrinking their overall volume by 10% in the last 2 years. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says it's in a report by the monitoring body GLAMOS.
It is really possible that we are going to see an almost complete disappearance of glaciers in the Alps.
Switzerland is home to more than half of the glaciers in the Alps, and temperatures there are rising fast, around twice the global average due to climate change. It means they lost as much ice in 2 years as in the three decades before 1990. Matthias Haas leads monitoring body Glacier Monitoring Switzerland, GLAMOS.
This year was very problematic for glaciers because there was really little snow in winter, almost record low snow depth, and the summer was very warm.
August 2023 was the peak melt month. Pictures posted by Haas on social media during recent data collection trips show for the first time on record new lakes forming next to glaciers' tongues.
A second powerful storm in less than a month has hammered parts of central Greece, sweeping away roads, smashing bridges, and flooding thousands of homes. The storm, called Elias, caused extensive flooding in the central city of Volos and left hundreds stranded in nearby mountain villages. And bad weather struck the same area, killing 16 and more than $2 billion in damage. I'm Alexis Strope.